Takže dámy a pánové, dovolte mi, abych vás přivítal na tiskové konferenci, která se koná bezprostředně po jednání Evropská unie a Indie, tedy takzvané trojky. Dovolte mi, abych přivítal pana ministra Jana Kohouta, který je předsedou Rady ministrů zahraničních věcí Evropské unie, místopředsedy vlády a ministra zahraničních věcí České republiky. Dále mi dovolte, abych přivítal ministra zahraničních věcí Indické republiky, pana Krishnu. Dále mi dovolte, abych přivítal Benitu Ferrero Waldnerovou, komisařku pro vnější vztahy a evropskou politiku sousedství. Dále bych rád přivítal paní Helgu Schmidt, která je ředitelkou politické divize generálního sekretariátu Rady Evropské unie. Ještě bych chtěl přivítat také pana Franka Belfraga, státního tajemníka ministra zahraničních věcí Švédska. Nyní mi dovolte, abych o shrnutí dnešního jednání požádal jako prvního pana ministra Kohouta.
Thank you very much for the floor. I will continue in English just to make more favorable for our guests. So, ladies and gentlemen, I was very glad that I had the opportunity to welcome for the ministerial EU Troika here with India, His Excellency Minister Krishna to Prague, and of course the Benita Ferrero-Waldner, Commissioner for External Relations, and Helga Schmidt representing the Council Secretariat. The meeting we held here today should be perceived as essential for further development and intensification of the political dialogue between the EU and India. The European Union highly values the relationship with India as a strategic partner, linked by shared values of democracy and pluralism. Relations between our two sides are continuously developing over during past couple of years. The European Union wishes to intensify this relationship even more, and in today's meeting we have indicated possible opportunities for further and strengthened cooperation. Today we have carefully reviewed the India-EU strategic partnership, which helps to deal with international issues in the context of increasing globalization, such as human rights, disarmament, non-proliferation, the fight against terrorism, maritime security, nuclear energy and political developments within the South Asian region and not only. Both sides agreed that there is a lot of potential for cooperation in both sides, such as in the field of peacekeeping. The politicians also thoroughly discussed potential deliverables for the forthcoming EU-India summit, including trade, where India expressed a wish to keep forward momentum on Doha. Both sides expressed their strong commitments towards joint efforts to address the global financial crisis and agreed on the primary role of the G20 in helping to calm markets and instill confidence. The EU expressed gratitude to India for the active and constructive role it played in the G20's preparations. Both sides agreed on the need to keep protectionism at bay and the potential for greater EU-India trade. The EU confirmed its commitment to the fight against climate change and its willingness to devote equal importance to mitigation and adaptation, both supported by technology and finance, in a future post-2012 agreement, and expressed hopes for India's continued support so that the post-Kyoto negotiations can be successfully concluded in Copenhagen at the end of this year. The EU encouraged India to support the non-proliferation regime by contributing positively to FMCT negotiations and by ratifying CTBT and to hold the talks with the EU on space. The European Union and India were both concerned about the acts of terror in their open pluralistic societies that are vulnerable to attacks on their common values. They both called for eradicating the root causes and grievances in the multilateral framework. India is keen to take forward the cooperation with Europol. In relation to the regional dimension, there has been a convergence of views on the potential of SAARC. The EU encouraged India to develop and enhance the regional integration and external linkages in South Asia, which is the world's most populated and the least integrated region. The EU, as a model of regional integration, is willing to share its experience with. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you too. In this time, let me ask Mr. Minister Krishna for a few words.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I at the outset thank the Czech Presidency for the warm hospitality that has been extended to me and my delegation, which is here in this beautiful city of Prague for the 20th India-EU Ministerial Level TRIOCA meeting. This afternoon I have had useful and constructive discussions with the Czech Foreign Minister, Mr. Jan Kohout, and the representative of the European Union High Representative for Common Foreign Security Policy, Mrs. Helga Schmidt, the EC Commissioner for External Relations and European Neighbourhood Policy, Mrs. Benita Ferrero-Waldner, and the incoming Swedish Presidency. India and the European Union have a strategic partnership. We greatly value our interactions with the European Union leadership, which have intensified and diversified to cover all areas of bilateral engagement and regional and international issues. The 20th TRIOCA ministerial meeting, which is the first high-level bilateral political interaction between India and the European Union after the formation of a new government in India, has special significance. We believe that India and the European Union are indispensable elements in a multipolar structure, and our strategic partnership based on shared values and commitment to democracy, freedom, pluralism and multilateralism will be important in addressing the daunting challenges. Today we shared assessments of our respective regions and also exchanged perspectives on global issues including the current international financial crisis, need for reform of international institutions including the United Nations, energy, climate change and terrorism. Since the 9th India-EU summit held in Marseille, the two sides have sustained the momentum by holding regular interactions. We were able to take stock of the progress in the areas identified under the reviewed joint action plan signed during the last summit. The progress made under JAP has been satisfying and also encouraging. Both sides have reaffirmed their commitment to further intensify our consultations and diversify and strengthen our economic and trade ties. The holding of annual summits between India and the EU reflects the importance of both sides place on the relationship. The TRIOCA meeting also serves as a preparatory to the summit, and in this context, I am very pleased to announce that we have agreed to the date proposed by the European Union, November 6, 2009, for the next India-EU summit to be held in New Delhi. My discussions today with my European Union interlocutors have reinforced our conviction that India-EU relations will continue to grow and diversify on the basis of the many synergies and complementarities that exist between us. We are hopeful that our deliberations today and the decisions taken will play a critical role in realizing the full potential of the India-EU partnership. I would like to take this opportunity to thank the outgoing Czech presidency for their valuable contribution in strengthening India-EU relations, and also warmly welcome Sweden, the incoming presidency of the European Union. Thank you.
In this time, if I may ask Madame Benita Ferrero-Waldner as EU Commissioner in charge of external relations and European neighborhood policy. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I will be brief. I will just say that I think it was indeed an essential meeting with a very important strategic partner, because we have a summit, and now we know the date of the summit will be on the 6th of November, so very, very soon. And we have a lot of global issues that we confront together, and we have in India also a very strong partner in the G20. And I think we can thus work together on all the issues, both in the up-run to the next G20 meeting and also afterwards. Do you really know that the European Union is the first trading partner of India with 77 billion euros in the year 2008 and with 1.3 billion euros weekly of trade volume? I think that shows the importance that is there in our relationship. And I think it's also important to say that we have been working with India, and we will do that in the future, on science and technology, particularly deepening our cooperation on questions like, for instance, nuclear science and technology, like the fission programs here, safety and security, but also on the ITER program, which is a fusion program. We also work with India on top of the national programs of education exchange with our Erasmus Mundus program. You know, this is a program for the whole world, but it is very well accepted by our Indian friends, and I think this enhances also friendship and the possibility to work together. And finally, I would like to say that also energy and climate change, that are indeed the big issues also for this year, are important, because, for instance, on solar energy, where India has also not only a great interest, but also great technologies, we will work together, particularly in the future. And all of that, indeed, will certainly be launched in an even more enhanced way at the next summit. Thank you very much.
Thank you, too. And now it's time for your question, from the Czech Press Agency.
Yes, hello, Svetra from the Czech News Agency. I have two questions. If you could just clarify...
Excuse me, please. I forget on Madame Helga Schmidt after this, please. Excuse me.
Thank you very much. I can be very brief, but I would just like to thank Minister Kohut for hosting a very substantial, very open, very warm meeting, where we have had once again the possibility to see that the strategic partnership between the EU and India goes way beyond the trading relationship. We have a very political dimension to our partnership, and we have addressed all the issues which we need to address together, regional conflicts, just like in Afghanistan, but also very much transnational challenges we are all facing in the 21st century, like terrorism, like the threat of proliferation of weapons of mass destruction. And we have agreed to continue to cooperate on security, also to do more to share experience on peace building, on the very important area of conflict prevention, and also to exchange best practices. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Now it's time for Mrs. Petrova from Czech Press Agency. Thank you.
Yes, hello to all. My name is Lucy Petrova. I have two questions. One is concerned to the announced summit. If you could just clarify where this summit is going to take place. I didn't quite catch the place. So this is the first question. And what will be the main topic of the summit? And
second question is related to the bilateral relation between Czech and India. Apparently, according to some sources, a Czech citizen has been caught in India, some film producer, and accused of some criminal case. I would like to ask both ministers if they can comment on this, if they have maybe briefly discussed this or give us some information on that. Thank you.
Thank you, too. Who will? Esda.
Well, I wish I had more details of what you referred to about somebody being arrested who happens to be the Czech citizen. I will certainly have it looked into, you know. I don't have information readily available as of now. Thank you.
Czech citizens, which is for the moment in custody. So just to say that we were not influencing our mutual dialogue, and we had a bilateral meeting before starting the EU ministerial troika. But we have the full confidence into the Indian justice system. So I'm not afraid of the outcome of this investigation.
With regard to the first question which was asked, we are looking very much forward to having this summit on the 6th of November at the invitation of the Indian government in New Delhi. And the summit will cover all the issues which we have been highlighting throughout this press conference, both the global ones, region ones, and a number of bilateral issues which were commented upon earlier in our presentation.
Okay, thank you. The next question, please.
Sakhovalova, DPA, the German news agency. I have a question for the Indian foreign minister. You mentioned that there was an exchange of perspectives about climate change. EU is repeating that it wants other major powers to say, you know, what kind of commitment they will do or make in Copenhagen. Can you tell us what is India ready to do? Is India ready to announce some kind of commitment or make a legal commitment?
Well, India is a developing country. We have challenges, and we will have to concentrate on development, and development takes precedence over everything else. But let me assure this audience that India is one of those countries where the emissions from India are just under 1%, which is, compared to the developed countries, it is still, I think, on a very positive note. We will continue to cooperate with the rest of the world, at the same time keeping our priorities of improving the lot of the people of our country, and where development is needed, and we will concentrate on that.
So, and time is for the last question, isn't? Thank you very much. Thank you, our guests, and have a nice day.